This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the clash of civilizations that GNAC wanted is in full swing. People say, well, then, why are you against the open borders and the jihad? I was against stirring up these countries and screwing them up and destabilizing them because it's morally wrong, it's evil, and what we've allowed to be done to them will now come back on us. But it doesn't mean my family deserves to be killed or blown up or to have our liberties taken once these people come here and start attacking us. So I'm opposing the globalists every step of the way. Michael Zimmerman, you were there for a week. Other observations you made than Joe Biggs?
It was just an interesting place to be with all the police and military activity everywhere and just how dead the city was. I had been to Paris about 10 years ago, and it was completely different being there now than back then.
I love how they leave the gate open, bring in all the people, but then set up checkpoints everywhere randomly. That'd be like if your castle was under siege, you lower the drawbridge, let the enemy in, and then station guards over your own people's beds. You only do that if it's a power grab. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. So everywhere we went, restaurants and just all the monuments, things like that, you just didn't see any people there. It was just an empty city the whole time we were there, the entire week.
By the way, if the president would have come out and said, go out, don't be scared, got a better chance of dying in a car wreck, we're not cowards, people would have come out in the streets. But they said, stay in, troops everywhere, again, inculcating this culture of fear.
Well, in Brussels right now, they're telling people, stay away from the windows, stay away from, you know, stay in your homes, don't come to work today. So Brussels is completely on lockdown right now.
They're training them for martial law. In fact, this is the big issue. I'm glad you raised this. They're saying no demonstrations allowed in France.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is France. Free speech has been banned, like it's the old Soviet Union. But then the left has still come out and riot. Again, they're using this to take over.
Absolutely.
You ask why the socialists do this? Here it is. Joe?
Yeah, I had the opportunity. I stayed up later. I couldn't sleep. I was trying to stay on U.S. time a little bit. So I stayed up till 4:35 in the morning every day and ate once a day. I mean, and I wanted to go out and explore to see what it was like because I've really never even been to these parts before. And I was curious what the nightlife was like compared to how it was while we were there. And everybody I talked to, you know, they're like, hey, man, our business is suffering. No one's coming out. You know, no one is able to. I mean, they're just so scared. They're paralyzed to be out at nighttime there. Now, during the day, there's normal operations going on, heavy traffic, people walking around, shopping. As soon as that sun goes down, boom, everyone's off the streets. There's no one going. They're closing everything down.
Well, that's because they put a curfew in, too.
But people are very defiant. That was only for a few days, I believe. But people were just horrified. And then they, like you said, they implemented this curfew. I spoke to some of the bar owners out there, and he said, no, we're not doing that. And they all came together in this little district area of Paris and said, no, we're not going to close down. This is our livelihood. This is how we make our money. He says, if we close down, that means a terrorist win. That's what they want. They want to disrupt our business. They want people to be scared to go out. And he said, all these business owners, these bar owners, were in defiance of that whole order. And they sat there and they left everything open, even though nobody came in. But they wanted to show people that they weren't going to be bullied around and pushed and locked in a state of fear.
Exactly. Let's talk about World War II and Hitler was bombing during the Blitz, London and other cities. It made people more resilient, made them more aggressive. They weren't cowering, even though tens of thousands were dying every few nights. And it's this culture of ninnying fear. And look, you were there. You weren't afraid. I've gone out to events after terror attacks. I was in London, you know, 2 days after 7/7 with Paul Watson. And, it wasn't even courage. Statistically, if you're in a city of 10 million people, and let's say there's going to be an attack that's going to kill a couple hundred, hundreds die every day in car wrecks in cities that big. I mean, it's just not, it's not that big a threat. The threat is the response of them taking our liberties out of it. Now, it's obviously horrible, and it's a crime, and it's a mass murder, and it's a big deal. But the hysteria is the mind control. 800-259-9231. Your take on this and more. 800-2231.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
You got a business that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
That pigs fly.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, in the United States, honeybees kill over 250 people a year. Wasps, it's closer to 300 last time I checked the World Almanac. Deer, it's 200 to 300 jumping out in front of your car. But 4 or 5 die a year when deer, just whitetail alone, attack you with their antlers and actually kill you at a park. I mean, that happens, you see it in the news 4 or 5 times a year. So you got a better chance of being killed by a wasp or a water moccasin or a rattlesnake than you do being killed by an ISIS terrorist here in America. But over 300,000 people have been killed, according to the Syrian government, but also U.S. government and others estimate that's about right. Most of them civilians, most of them Shiite, most of them Alawite, most of them Christian. By the jihad forces from all over the world, run by Saudi Arabia, pouring in and attacking. But the hysteria and the fear in Europe, with Brussels, Belgium, and Paris, France, almost no one out at night, ghost towns, in places that bustle till 3 in the morning. because of hysteria and fear. It's a triumph of mind control. Just as for a decade after Jaws, they had to get full-page ads out in the Washington Post, the New York Times, the LA Times, saying, please come to our resorts. I actually pulled these ads up online. You know, there's actually newspaper clippings of these from the 70s saying shark attacks only kill, you know, 15 people a year worldwide or whatever. Most of those aren't even great whites. And the average varies. It could be 5, it could be 20, but it's about 15 a year. But still, almost everyone I know is scared, especially in water that's not really visible. Yeah, murky water. Most grown men I know, when I was in college or high school, wouldn't go swimming out in the water further. They're like, sharks, sharks. And you know what? There are sharks out there. But maybe a few hundred get bit a year, usually little bites, black tip or whatever. Folks, that's not a real threat. But see, it's scary. It's got big teeth. It's got mean eyes. It's the same thing. Oh, my gosh, these are terrorists. Oh, my gosh, they're this. So we're being terrorized by these people, but also the globalists want us to give up our rights to be protected from the big monsters. We shouldn't give in to that fear. We should say no to destabilizing the Middle East, no to funding the radical jihadists, no to creating an atmosphere that lets them have power, and Turkey buying their oil and all the rest of it. So it's somewhat sophisticated. But the big threat is that the socialist countries, the globalists, the leftists, are allied with radical Islam, are allied with the major universities, and are bringing in mainly Sunnis, radical Sunnis, Wahhabists, all over the Western world, and then they go and they get in their own neighborhoods. You're not welcome. And, folks, it's an epidemic. Upwards of 90% of the rapes in Sweden, in Germany, in France. I mean, look it up. This is in the news. Until they're passing laws saying they can't publish it. It is in many of these radical cultures that if a woman doesn't have her head covered and is out without a man accompanying her, you're allowed to rape her, and then she's executed. You don't get in trouble. You taught her a lesson. This is a big issue. And they're now, the leftists are now saying this is basically a sacrament and an offering to the radical Muslims is the women of Europe. And they go and they cry to the police and nothing's done. Maybe someone's given a fine, not even probation. Then the same feminists say there's rape culture in the West when it's almost statistically one of the lowest places in the world. And they tell women, well, if you had a few beers, it's rape. Or if you didn't, the next day, if you didn't want to do it, even though you said yes. So men are now getting women to sign contracts. Or literally getting them to write down, hey, or text message, you want to have sex with me right now. This is actually a phenomenon.
Yeah, that all came from the Dave Chappelle show. He actually did a skit like 4 years ago, maybe longer, where it was the sexual consent form. And he would sit there and roll over, you know, would start off with like foreplay. And then he would like, all right, before we go any further, lay down this contract and said, all right, I need you to sign here, check if you agree to this,
and
this.
The feminists have taught women to lie so much is a new way to get ahead that a lot of people I know that are single actually have women write down that they wanted to have sex. I'm not kidding.
In this day and age, I mean,
you have to do it. You have to. I think everybody should start doing it. I'm not kidding. I think it should be online contracts. They sign a contract.
Yeah.
Read it. Do them know. Maybe shoot a video, stamp it, say, see, all sex in the West with women is sexist, just like the 14-year-old daughter of Seinfeld said. You know, boys and girls together, period, is sexist. But if it's a jihadi raping you and then murdering you, it's loving and cute. What do you guys think this is? We're going to go to some calls and play some clips, but what do you think this mental illness is?
I think you and Paul said this on about a month ago. It's just political or societal cuckolding, like you've talked about. It's societies enjoying watching themselves get destroyed.
Because they've had it good so long, just throw a fit.
Right.
The spoiled brats.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. You know, I remember being, you know, younger in my college days, you know. And there's many times, you know, you kind of like, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But that doesn't give me the right to go back, even though we both consented on something, going, well, now I don't mean it. So then I guess it's not okay that we did it in the first place. That just makes no sense. That you can go the next day when you both consented and then go around and change your mind and then destroy someone's life completely.
Well, it's like the lacrosse team. Turned out it was totally fake.
I've
talked to police. I've also talked to lawyers, and I've seen the numbers. It's now been recognized, though, that somewhere like 80%+ of rape claims are fake. And there's this
for attention.
There's this idea now you're just allowed to lie about somebody because it's a male. You know, he must have done something to me.
I mean, there's a lot of people that reach out and do that for attention, although there are lots of people that happens to. I've known quite a few women that has happened to, and that's a horrible thing.
Oh, absolutely. Rape is real.
But there are disgusting people out there who really are starved for attention and will use that as a way to get that 15 minutes so people kind of like care about them all of a sudden. They feel that, and it makes them feel alive. And then eventually it all comes out, and it's all destroyed. But still, though, being accused of rape is just as bad as actually doing it. Because once you've been accused in the media, they completely wreck you. But by that time, once it comes out, they kick you out of school. You know, your job's probably going to fire you. Your parents are going to hate you. Your friends are going to turn their back. A lot of them will. And then you've lost it all, even though if it comes out in a report later on that this chick lied.
Yep, you can't take back accusations like that. You know, once someone's reputation is ruined, you can't fix it.
Well, I've talked to a lot of lawyers, you know, that I'm friends with and know, and they said that in child custody cases, and they said it's a phenomenon with women. You know, men commit most of the bank robberies, most of the murders, most psychopaths are men. You know, we know criminology, so I'm not demonizing women. It's a fact, though, that women are the main group that lie about rape. And it's also they're the main group that poisons.
Yeah.
That's how a woman goes after you, is they poison you generally. I mean, there's just criminology, and so we're just talking about facts here, but it's a phenomenon getting worse that the leftists are basically teaching all sex between a man and a woman is rape. That's actually taught at major universities. I mean, talk about screwing the species up. I want to go to phone calls. I want to play a bunch of clips here. The reason we got off into this, though, is the left is on record. Was it Sweden just last month banned newspapers publishing rape statistics, the religion or ethnicity of it? Now, we've always known politically correct garbage does that, but they passed a law. Double-check me. See if it's Sweden. Sweden, or maybe it's the Netherlands. No, I think it's Sweden. Sweden bans publishing rape data, I think was the headline. And it's just wild. Speaking of the devil, someone raping the American people financially and raping our rights, and who helped cover up her husband's real raping of women he settled with. He is a serial rapist, so all the feminists love him, of course. It's Hillary thinks it's really funny. We're going to go to your phone calls after the break, but I do want to go to Hillary Clinton. A mistake to send troops if ISIS attacks U.S. homeland. This is her on C-SPAN. Again, no, the mistake was arming and creating them to begin with. And so I was against the Iraq war. I was against the Afghan war. Now, if we were really honest about it, we helped Turkey and others in Europe and NATO go in and invade these countries. We now have a responsibility to take out ISIS. But we also have a responsibility to impeach and indict Obama and Hillary and all of them and have Nuremberg trials. This is serious war crime. And I think we're so politically dumb, they're going to confuse us and they're not going to admit, look, you've gone too far, globalist, okay? The military knows. The people are waking up. Let's go to this Hillary Clinton clip. Here it is.
There's policy here, but there's also politics. There are inescapably people trying to appear tough and tougher.
Just hear her CNN,
if there
CNR.
Were, God forbid, another a terrorist attack, God forbid, in the United States, do you think the pressure to send American troops into Syria would be unstoppable?
Well, it would certainly grow, but I think it would be a mistake. Look, I, as I said, we should be sending more special operators. We should be empowering our trainers in Iraq. We should be, you know, leading an air coalition using both fighter planes and drones. We have a lot of work to do to be able to really decimate.
All the time. I've been part of these training groups where we go over and try to train these Iraqi forces, these Afghan forces. They don't have the same type of courage that most Americans are willing to do. They don't have the courage to stand up and fight. When you go train these guys...
And by the way, we're not just saying that. It's well-known worldwide.
I mean,
it's not that they're even bad people.
I've seen it firsthand. I've been part of it. I mean, I know these guys. You train them. We've dumped millions and millions of dollars
The French Foreign Legion takes
and
Brazilians.
They do
it takes Chinese. It takes Germans. It takes Scots. It takes anybody but Middle Easterners.
It's never worked. What made them think it was going to work with these four or five guys they trained over there, spent like $500 million on?
So the question is then, why will the Al-Qaeda people fight? Because they're part of a specific demonic religion of Wahhabism. We'll be back to talk about that.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Grandstanding about what we should do in Libya and Syria and Egypt everywhere when she's the main author, heading up the State Department at the time for 5 years, who ran all this, admittedly. And she's such a villain. We're not watching a James Bond movie here. We're living it. All of us, but especially those of us that are journalists or on the front lines or military. And the public doesn't get this, but the military does. This is where they went too far. And I want to go to phone calls from Costa Rica, the Netherlands, Michigan, New York, Missouri. Adrian, you're up first in the Netherlands, then Jose in Costa Rica. But you were trying to make a point when we went to break about trying to train these forces.
I mean, yeah, I just don't understand how our government thinks it's going to work. And they keep trying to tell the American people that it's going to work. You know, these moderates that they so-called trained over there to fight ISIS.
They cost $500 million. They trained five of them?
Yeah. And they literally just laid down their arms and said, all right, ISIS, take it and ran.
By the way, I didn't just make that up. Hundreds of millions of dollars to train five of them.
What can you do with five guys?
It's all, that's a dummy program.
Right.
But people believe it.
They're giving the weapons to ISIS.
But people believe it. I don't get it. Like I said, I've been part of these training groups. I've got friends in special forces who've worked with these people. And I'm telling you, as soon as shots are fired, these guys are throwing their guns down and running with their tail tucked between their legs, scared. They are not built for that kind of stuff. It takes a special individual. And you can pump $500 million into some literal tight jean wearing wimp and think that you're going to turn him into a fighter. But guess what? He just doesn't have the cojones. He doesn't have the guts. He doesn't have what it takes. Money is not going to build a fighter. You have to have people who are born that way, who want to fight, who aren't scared to die. It doesn't matter how much money you put into it, but these people don't want to. They don't care.
To answer my question that I had before the break, the scumbag al-Qaeda people from Saudi Arabia and a few other areas, that's why the British chose them, is they were a fighting band that robbed caravans. They just said, here, we'll let you take the whole place over. They're literally desert bandits. And now they're some of the richest people in the world, and they do go out and find psychotics out of Europe, psychotics out of the stands. Those people will fight.
Yeah.
Those are scary folks. I mean, who are we talking about that would attack you guys?
Yeah, al-Qaeda is definitely a whole other monster in itself. I mean, those guys are legitimate terrorists, psychos, people who will sit out there and train every day. I mean, just look it back with Osama bin Laden. Apparently, he would give his guys like a small bag of rice and some water, and they would have to live on that for days. I mean, that is real training, to be able to go and fight in those trenches, to go in the caves, to be patient, to wait, to do it off small amounts of food, to get that mindset to where you don't need a lot of stuff. And you get so many people who get westernized and they feel like they need their video games and things like that, and they get put into a combat situation and don't do good because they're not used to having nothing and making the most out of it. And there's a lot of people over in Iraq and Afghanistan who just don't give what it means to like really reach down and do something like that. And yet we keep trying to send people over there to train them. And I have not seen it work.
Let's get to a call now. Next segment, we'll go to more. But let's go to Adrian in the Netherlands. Thank you for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hello, crew. I'm a long-time listener and first-time caller.
Welcome.
Hi. I have a question, actually, because I noticed something. And actually, it's not really covered, because in a week from now, we get the climate top in Paris.
Yes. You know?
And you have a lot of politicians as well in the U.S. as in Europe, claiming that the climate top is much more important than ISIS. And a second thing I wanted to point out is that the attacks of the terrorists took place on a Friday after the markets were closed. So they had the whole weekend again to cover it. What shows to me that there's probably a new world order behind this, because they could cover.
Oh yeah, the globalists handle ISIS. The idiot ISIS members don't even know that at the bottom. But absolutely, the doors were open at every level. It is a false flag, but not a fake jihad attack. They bred these people. They turned them loose like starving pit bulls throwing a toddler in the midst of them.
Well, President Francois Hollande has allowed the government to go in, the military and the police, to search people's homes without a warrant, and that is in effect for 3 more months. So you don't have the ability to go, no, you're not welcome in here. These guys can knock on your door or bust it down and walk in and go through your entire home, search it, clear it, do whatever they want.
And another thing, actually, I would like to point out, because one of the terrorists, the guy who's still on the run, he was caught on the Belgium-France border.
Mm-hmm. And let him.
They asked him for his passport. They looked at it, and it was just a few hours or a few moments after the attacks, They looked at his passport, and they said, cross the border. They let him go. And they're still searching for the guy. What's going on here?
Well, they're definitely protecting him, as usual. And let's expand on that. They let an airplane with 140-something people come in from Mexico, and just no screening, just let everybody in. And again, citizens are all screened, though. This is the takedown of our borders with some ultimate end of plausible deniability. when terrorist attacks hit, they're going to take our rights. Great points, Adrian. Jose in Costa Rica. Jason, Ben, Gerald, and others. Your calls coming up. 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Just to keep it coming. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, I host the transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Then, David Knight comes in with the fourth hour today, absolutely jam-packed. The latest breaking news, special reports, and his great analysis. And we have the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to go back to your phone calls just briefly. One of the best Christmas gifts that you can give, or holiday gifts, because saying Christmas hurts people's feelings, like mother and father hurts feelings. Sorry, I'm going to say it. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. One of the best gifts you can give is a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. $5.95 a month. You can get a yearly membership, get like 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv, 20 people can use each membership. Now, basically, 80% or so of what we produce ends up on YouTube and Facebook and other platforms. But they censor us. They control us sometimes. We use those platforms to reach people. But our home base is InfoWars Nightly News, PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, bunch of other films, ebooks, the Nightly News, a commercial-free video podcast, a lot of exclusive reports we do just at PrisonPlanet.tv. And then you can buy a $5.95 membership and then just give the username to like 20, 30 people. Because even though, I mean, look, if you ever log in and it says more than 20 are using it and you get bumped out, buy another one for $5.95. You ought to just hooray that 20 people are using it that you gave it to. I doubt that's going to happen. I've talked to a few people that other people shared it, and then they had to get another membership because it was always maxed out. But rarely, if you get five people to tune in on it in this ocean of choices, that's a big victory. The easiest way to wake somebody up is point them right here at the Crazy Hillbilly. Okay, that's just all you got to do is point them right here. We'll lay out all the facts, lay it all out here, unapologetic, unscripted, foaming at the mouth for freedom, viciously ready to assault in the info war. Just let us at them and send them to us, InfoWars, Nightly News, PrisonPlanet.tv. Got some breaking Kit Daniels news. We'll get to after calls. Climate alarmist, luxury condos cause global warming. Yeah, compact cities, it turns out. I've seen these numbers before, but there's new ones out. Is actually causing problems. We're going to be getting into all of that coming up. But first off, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Jose in Costa Rica. Never been there. I hear it's beautiful. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Yeah, I'm from Costa Rica. I'm here in San Jose, Costa Rica. Alex, I'd like to let the audience know about two things happening here. I've tried with the mainstream media, but they don't reply any emails or anything like that. So I'd like to let you know. Your only problem is not Mexico, okay? Let me tell you what is happening right here, right now in Costa Rica.
No, yeah, I know. I mean, every country as you go north is battling the flood from the south, not of the productive people, but the criminals, everything else. Go ahead.
I don't know if the criminals or not. That's something I am not to say. But we have a flow of people coming from Cuba, going to Ecuador, going to Panama, crossing Costa Rica, and they're currently stranded in between of Costa Rica and Nicaragua, and all these people are on their way to the United States of America to cross the border illegally through Mexico. I don't know how they do that, but this is happening here. Right.
Well,
now,
that's actually been in the Associated Press, the Miami Herald, you name it. Not just they're coming through Florida, they're coming through Mexico for really the first time in massive numbers through Mexico. And they're catching every day 3 Islamists, 10 Islamists, 6 Islamists at different border checkpoints. They're pouring across, too. It is just, and again, the problem is there aren't really jobs for all these people. It's not that they're even bad on average. I don't blame Cubans wanting to get out of there. It's that our economy is melting down as well. And so it's crazy. But how bad is it? Because, I mean, what you're saying is confirmed, actually, in the news. But you're there with eyes on it. What are you seeing?
Well, let me tell you what I'm seeing every day on the news, because I don't think you get this news there. But we are seeing 300 people coming every day from Panama to Costa Rica, and they're being put in shelters. You know what I'm saying? Shelters for these people. Our government is putting them in shelters. There are kids, women, and you know, grown-up men, and they are putting in shelters. And they are given what they call a transit visa. So that means they don't cross Costa Rica illegally, but they are able to go to their next.
Yes, Mexico stop. Does the same thing with the Guatemalans and everybody else. It's kind of an unofficial one. It's you don't get off the train and we don't crack your head. But yes, I was aware that Costa Rica gives special transit visas where you can't stay here, but you can go to El Norte. Please continue.
Right, and I don't know what the American embassy is doing, but they don't look like they care, like, for, you know, this problem, which is actually a big problem for you there in the U.S. I mean, you're getting more and more people. It's believed that 10,000, 12,000 people have crossed the border illegally only this year, and this was discovered because It was discovered last week, a coyote network, you know, these people that transport people from one country to another. Yeah. They were discovered last week by the local police. So there is when this whole thing of the Cubans crossing Costa Rica blew up. So that's something I wanted to let you know. Next thing I want to let you know is last week in Honduras, they stopped six Syrian refugees with fake Greek passwords.
Yes, I did see that. Yes.
Yeah, passports. Six Greek passports got to Honduras. But there's one more. I mean, in Costa Rica, we got one lady. Okay, it's in the news. All this week, she has been here because they got it with a fake passport coming from Syria through South America and then to Costa Rica, and she has been detained by the police. I mean, she's currently in jail with a fake.
So the bottom line is, regardless of who these people are, security is a fraud because they're taking our rights, tracking everything citizens do, regardless of color or religion or race or whatever. And then everyone else from the most dangerous areas is just let in crazy. And then Obama says, don't worry about the ISIS threat. But the number one threat is the Tea Party and the gun owners. Thank you so much, Jose.
Justify the security. They bring in the criminals. They push out this narrative, hey, you guys need more security. We need this police state. And then that's how they track you and keep you down.
Exactly. And, Jose, when I was confirming what you were saying, I wasn't like blocking you saying, hey, you're not breaking stuff here. I was backing up what you were saying actually has been in our news, but hasn't gotten the attention it deserved. You were giving us from your perspective how much worse it actually was. And here's the problem. Because I've seen the numbers. Most of the Cuban folks came in boat lifts or whatever. They were refugees from communist tyranny. Now it's being normalized. That's not the case. They are, a lot of them are socialists that want a better life. And are coming to get the big communist thing to the north. So these are not the type of Cubans we want, folks. And they've actually been, a lot of the Cuban groups have been saying this. They're interviewing these people. These are not right-wing Cubans or libertarian Cubans by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not saying anybody's perfect, but that's what's happening. So it was hundreds a few years ago. Now it's tens of thousands, as he was saying. And that's just one avenue.
Yeah.
And remember, the head of, what was it, Southcom, said last year that ISIS is coming in out of the Caribbean through Mexico. I mean, it's not us saying this. Joe Biggs?
Exactly. I did a report on that.
That's right. Zimmerman?
Well, and ISIS themselves have said, you know, that they're going to exploit this refugee and migrant crisis to put thousands of jihadis across Europe. There's no reason to think that they wouldn't do the same thing to us.
It's so incredible. I mean, we sit here going, hey, it's not a conspiracy. Our government funds ISIS. The head of Defense Intelligence went public 3 months ago. He resigned 6 months ago. And the interviewer goes, you mean Obama didn't know? And he goes, no, we were ordered. They know who they are. They gave them the M16s. They gave them the trucks.
Yeah.
The people running our government are illegitimate hijackers of the country. And again, I'm going to say it for the 10,000th time. That is not rhetoric. I'm not just saying that, risking my life. These people are dangerous. Our government funded ISIS under the name Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra to go in and murder hundreds of thousands of Christians. That's what they... I can't even believe that, Joe. Michael, I can't believe that the people running our country are really this evil, but they are. And you realize, well, they really hate Christians. So who hates Christians? Why is the persecution of Christians doubled in the last 6 years worldwide? Because there is a jihad against Christians, and there's a leftist attack on Christians, just like the communists did in Russia and China. They are purging us. They hate us. A, do you agree with that? B, why do you think they're doing it?
Well, I do agree with it, and I don't know exactly why it is. I think it might be because, you know, Christianity is a positive thing. It's a beneficial thing. You know, it promotes the good. And they can't get away with their evil without going against the good. So without bringing down the good things that we have, they can't push their evil through.
That's it. They've got, and they want to mount our head on the wall.
Yeah.
They hate us. I don't care what, they're black, they're white, they're Jewish, they're German, they're Chinese. Evil people are of an evil spirit. I mean, a wavelength, an archetype, you know, whatever it is, it's real. Everybody knows that. There are bad people that will do bad things, even when doing good would help them physically or financially, you wonder, why'd that person do evil when they had everything going for them? Because they're losers.
I mean, here's the thing. Our government wants to leave the borders open. They want to bring in these Syrian refugees. Just research what happened to the Bataclan. After these guys shot these victims, they then proceeded to get down on their hands and knees and gut them. That is pure evil. And that is what our government wants to allow to happen. Yes, there's going to be some good ones out there, but there's also some bloodthirsty, vicious psychopaths that are going to get in here. And what does that do? They allow them to attack more places, which justifies a police state and gets you in a lifestyle being used to not having any freedoms or liberties.
Sure.
And they take everything away. It's disgusting.
You know, I want to do a piece where I show these jihadi leaders and others giving their speeches and eating hearts and gutting people and everything. And it doesn't matter if they're from the Middle East or they're a European that's gone over to them, whatever. They have the same crazy look in their eyes. It's not a fake look. It's not a thousand-yard stare. I've seen a lot of combat vets and family. It's not any of that. It is a crazed, demonic light in their eyes that I saw in Charlie Manson's eyes and other psycho killers. And I think they're just demon-possessed.
I've seen people have their heads chopped off. It's disgusting. And they do that. And they have a smile on their face when they do it. And they feel satisfied. Like that's what they needed to survive or to sustain who they are as a human being of some kind. Just like I need water and air. That is what they needed to get their rush to feel alive. And that's what you're going up against a lot of times. It's just, at the end of the day, disgusting and disturbing. And our government wants to let these guys come in here. It just seems like like I wake up every day and like I have to pinch myself over and over again. Like, am I really alive? Like, this has to be a dream.
Well, then you turn the news on and you hear the government's preparing for right wingers to blow up police stations and attack. They're getting armored vehicles. It's guaranteed there'll be a giant war where veterans attack police. And I tell every department, this has been in the news. We broke it, but then it came out in the news afterwards. We got the secret documents, as folks know. About 6 years ago, they told every department, veterans and patriot groups, and they'd have my name in the report, Ron Paul's, and he's going to... will attack you. Well, no, the globalists are going to attack you and blame us. And then they're also going to have leftists go around and attack you. I mean, it's so transparent. It's so ridiculous that they would try to blame the patriot, but they go, well, Oklahoma City, we know the names of the feds. Multiple witnesses, police officers, HUD people in the building. We know who blew up Oklahoma City. We know their names. ATF, FBI, CIA, German intelligence, and we know the names of the four guys in the building. We talked to multiple witnesses. They were there for 2 days before, and they, for exercise, they'd go up and down the stairs of the nine floors, Jane Graham and others, and she'd say, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're doing telephone work. Right there, and she said, big gray sticks of butter on the pillars. And then she turns on TV, and there's the head of the FBI hostage rescue team. She just saw him 2 days before in the building. With gray sticks of butter. Then we catch him. He says, oh, I was in Dallas. I wasn't there. Then we get his hotel receipts at Marriott. He's there. He's there. We have him. Open and shut. We didn't blow the damn building up. Bill Clinton did. And I'm sick of it. And I'm tired of risking my life to expose these piles of crap. I mean, let me tell you why I get so angry, folks, because it's dangerous to expose these people. And at a primitive level, when I get up here and talk about these murderers, I know it's dangerous. So I get in just a crazed stance because my body knows I'm risking my life. And it gets angry that I have to do this. These people make me sick. They make me sick. I'm sorry. Go ahead. We're going to take some calls.
Yeah, it's just mind-blowing to see how many people see this kind of information like that we put out and can still believe the mainstream narrative of what's going on. I mean, how many times can we, like, put out information, documents, proof, pictures, video, and people just sit there?
I interviewed Don Browning. So, just go ahead. I'm sorry. I mean, he got there 2 minutes after Terrence Yakey, cop of the year they killed, called his partner. I got feds pulling me over. Look out. They found him tortured to death. And they came into Browning's office twice and said, you and your wife, you keep your mouth shut, or you and your wife are going to be like Yakey.
Yeah, that guy.
He's been on this show, on video. Head of the K-9 unit, Marine Corps veteran, great guy, you know, Vietnam. I mean, it's just that's who runs our government, folks. And they want to chop every Christian's head off. They hate us. I'm telling you, go ahead.
No, I agree completely. I mean, it's disgusting, and it's going to continue to happen until we get people pissed off enough and really are willing to stand up and basically just say, you know what, I'm not going to follow this mainstream narrative anymore. I don't believe it.
Well, the people deny the Clintons ran Oklahoma City. That's why I get so angry when I even see Hillary. And I realize now, I actually see a picture of her, I actually get upset. It's because all this stuff I know they've done, then we can't stop her. It's a feeling of weakness that we can't defeat them. And it's so obvious what they've done. And people say, oh, they didn't. The same crew did Fast and Furious. That's a false flag.
Yeah. They want to take our guns away, but they want to give them to these guys so they can go and shoot people and then completely deny it. I just don't get it. It's complete and utter craziness at the end of the day.
It is. We're going to go to break. I'm going to do two more segments that David Knight takes over. I'm going to go to Gerald and Ben and Jason and Billy and everybody. I'll get to everybody when we come back, and I'll try to shut up. I'm just going to do a plug here for 30 seconds. We got free shipping this whole week for Black Friday in the whole store, not one item or another item. The whole store, nutraceuticals, water filters, storable foods, shortwave radios, non-GMO, heirloom seeds, Hillary for prison shirts, you name it. And again, folks, I've studied the psychology. I've looked into why I yell and scream. People in person will hang on me for hours. I don't get mad or yell and scream. They go, why are you so calm when you're not? But I get on air and start thinking about these murderers and the fact that they hate my guts and I'm on their enemies list. I have all these feelings of like, why are you doing this? You have children that you know, they could come after you. And I just get angry and go through the fear. I just get angry at them. So people ask why I blow up so much. Folks, you're supposed to blow up. Okay? You're supposed to get upset. You're supposed to say no. Or you're not alive. I mean, get out of the trance. Warn people. Take action. I'll be back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
This holiday season, give your loved ones the gift of preparedness. Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, is offering weekly specials throughout November and December. With these unheard-of savings, the time to prepare your family is now. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. We're so confident you'll love our meals that we're sending a free freeze-dried meal to every listener of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Squawk kid who hung out with Obama and said he's moving to Dubai or whatever. He comes to school with a thing that looks like a suitcase bomb. Everybody asks what it is. It's time to go off at a certain point. It gets to that time. He won't say it's not a bomb. So they arrest him. And now he's suing for $15 million.
That's so we can move to Qatar, right? And go to those nice little places out there and get posted up.
And it turns out his dad reportedly is nothing but a stunt puller. But it's our fault.
And his sister's made threats before at that same school. And it's not even a clock that he invented. He tore apart another clock and stuck it into a box or a suitcase.
Yeah, he just tore out the guts of a digital clock.
Like, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, it's incredible. Let's talk to Jason in New York. You're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing? Couple things. Love your product. Your product's so amazing. I get the shirt, supplements. I get the water filtration systems.
Thank you, sir. We couldn't do it without you.
No, I appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome. Quick question. France. I was watching TV last week. They said on TV that they did a whole bunch of raids, took thousands of guns off the streets. What's that about? What was those raids about? Is it just going to anyone's home? They can. I mean, do they have a Second Amendment in France?
No, they don't. They do have hunting, but it's super hard to get a permit. You got to usually keep it the place where you hunt. Austria's a little bit laxer, but it's very extreme. There's not a lot of gun ownership. It's very restricted. Like England was before 20 years ago, then they basically banned guns. It's almost impossible.
You've got to prove land, that you have a certain amount of land, and then you've got to jump through all this stuff in order to be able to go, all right, yes. This will be used for that.
So what they rounded up was a lot of illegal guns that have been smuggled in. I mean, there's news articles when you were there. The jihadis just shoot guns at night. They've got guns.
Okay, so is France under martial law?
Yes. In fact, I meant to spend more time on that today. They've banned demonstrations in the country by anybody, but the border stays wide open. So the border's open, but you can't demonstrate for non-GMO or to control the border or against a war. That's how they respond. Isn't that crazy?
Yes. And one more point, Mr. Jones. In the crisis, you hear on the news that Obama was bombing them, there was bad strikes, and then it just stopped for months. And then all of a sudden you hear back in the news that we're bombing them again, so on and so forth. Well, I mean, why are we announcing that we're bombing ISIS and that we really are bombing ISIS? I mean, isn't that kind of dangerous, not to us, the Americans, now that, wow, they're admitting something, that we're bombing ISIS and that...
They're only doing that because the Russians embarrassed them and started actually bombing them.
Mm-hmm.
And still it's staged. They give them 45-minute notice. It's all theater. And they also want to get ISIS in line and do what they're told, which is take down Assad and not run over and try to take over Iraq. I mean, again, our government doesn't completely control them. It's more like a motley group of rabies-infested dogs. Thank you, Jason. Let's talk to Ben in Missouri. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going all right. Well, I mean, I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone episode. How's it going for you?
Same way. I'm calling you from the land of race riots and nuclear waste dumps on fire.
Yes,
lovely.
Louis. Yeah, it's a great place to be right now. You know, I think that we're really about to just reach the event horizon on this whole immigration thing, you know, as in relation to the terrorism thing. Also, Joe, you did a great job while you were over there. Got to say that as well.
Thank you, sir. You have done well, Lord Vader. Who was that?
Germans, I think, especially, have been browbeaten really particularly badly to accept all of the immigrants. I mean, they've been running from the ghost of Adolf Hitler for so long that now it's gotten ridiculous over there.
No, that's it. So the suicide of what's left of Germany is supposedly what needs to happen. When the West started World War One, it was wrong against Germany. Hitler was the response to that. He was a bad guy, but he made the Germans do what they did the last 4 years of the war. He killed millions of Germans that didn't go along with it. I agree. It's all about brainwashing Germany, the most powerful country in Europe, to get along with the globalist agenda, and to now side with the Wahhabists that were Hitler's allies. So they're actually joining with Hitler's people.